As I said, I was going to view this piece of legislation from a philosophical angle. I feel that today ours is not only an atomic age, this is also an age of indifference. Coupled with that, we now see that it is the age of adulteration, pollution, an age of abject pollution. We find that citizens, even when their interests are concerned, are not interested in trying to eradicate those danger or defects. Ultimately, the state cannot go beyond a certain point. It is the citizens' rightful vigilance and active involvement which can really do a lot in terms of eradicating some of these social evils. Do we find adulteration only in food articles or only in drinks? I dare say adulteration and pollution are found these days in each and every field. Take the political field, the economic field, the social field, the educational, cultural, literary, and even religious fields. In fact, no field of human activity is today left out where there is not some kind of adulteration practiced. The trouble before this is that when we are sitting in judgment over those food adulterators, we are forgetting that in every walk of life where we have certain things to project or inject into human activity, we are also responsible for a number of such crimes of adulteration. Therefore, I feel that when we look at this problem, we should not forget to look at this problem in its totality also. When it comes to food and drinks adulteration, I want today that it is not only injurious to health, but it means slow and systematic and final death. Death may come at the end, but before it come finally, the man is failing in health, failing in the energy, and failing in exhibition because of the adulteration. Therefore, I feel that if you want to tackle this problem, then the government must also, through this legislation, do two things. The minister has already made a mention of it. First is the implementation. Implementation must be quick and speedy, and he must guard against possible increase in corruption also, because after all, when the state machinery, or any machinery for that matter, has to implement, we must not empower that machinery with such powers that the honest and the innocent are harassed. I know the minister himself said in the beginning that undue punishment and harassment will not be done to honest traders in this regard.